You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. That was the very talented New York-based jazz alto saxophonist and composer Rudresh Mahanthappa with the tune Both Hands off his very tasty latest 2015 album called Bird Calls. It pays tribute to the biggest name to come out of Kansas City, Charlie Yardbird Parker. So, Rudresh has an interesting and a geographically rich bio. He was born in Italy. He's the son of Indian immigrants to the U.S., and it was his father's job in academia that brought him to Boulder, Colorado. From there, he graduated the Berklee College of Music in Boston and then got a Master of Fine Arts degree in jazz composition from Chicago's DePaul University. Then, it was off to the biggest playland in America, New York City, where he teamed up with the best in the business, like Vijay Iyer, to get his career jetting off the ground. One huge inspiration for Rudresh was Indian saxophonist Kadri Gopalanth. It was his mastery of using a Western instrument in Carnatic music that really impressed him. He would eventually travel to India on a grant to work with Kadri. As time has gone on, he has been a frequent name on Downbeat's Critics Poll since 2003, but it was his first year that he remembers the most. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he told me about that very first time his name was on Downbeat.
Just kind of a weird story. The first time I ever just made it onto the Downbeat Readers Poll, like pretty far down there, maybe number 7 or number 11 or something like that. I remember I was so broke I had to borrow $5 from my girlfriend to go buy the copy at Barnes & Noble. So you know, that kind of put some of it in perspective. And yeah. I think there was a time that when if you were topping these polls, that actually led to gigs, that led to work. That was like a real form of promotion. And it may remain that to some degree, but it's nothing like it was, say, in the 80s or maybe even in the 90s.
And no doubt Rudresh is going to remain on that impressive jazz force of a list for some time to come. And good for all of us. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that brought the world Charlie Parker and keeps on writing impressive liners in the history of the jazz volumes, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you that jazz, baby. This next cat on the show is an influence on Rudresh and many, many others that love and play jazz. This is Herbie Hancock in 1964 with the tune One Finger Snap. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is alto saxophonist Rudresh Mahanthapa, and you're listening to the greatest jazz show in Kansas City, Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Was composer and conductor Elmer Bernstein with the theme for Rat Race, joined by some impressive jazz forces delivering the goods, like Pete Candoli, Dick Nash, Bud Shank, and the great, cool Shelly Mann. Elmer was the man known for his prolific film scores. Over 50 years, he penned tunes for hundreds of film and TV productions. He won an Oscar in 1967 for his score to Thoroughly Modern Millie. In 1961, Bernstein co-founded Ava Records, an American record label based in L.A., together with Fred Astaire and Tommy Wolfe. Who knew? This next cat is known for the guitar and his innovative team-ups over the years. Here's the great Mark Elf with the tune Blues for You with his trio in 2005. Thank you.
Jazz with Joe DeMeo. It'll raise your hopes, it'll lift your spirits, and you won't be disappointed.
Thank you.
That was pianist Marcus Brooks with the 1993 tune, Every Time We Say Goodbye. The Jacksonville, Florida native is best known for his prowess as a pianist, composer, arranger, bandleader, and a teacher. His piano style is based on creating a dialogue with the entire history of jazz that oozes with soul. How about that? He has a nice little trio style where the bass, drums, and piano are all featured equally. Marcus is also known for his unique style featuring the complete independence of his right and left hands, leading many to think that his sound is like two pianists playing at the same time. This guy sounds like a class act. Let's keep in that piano vibe here on Neon Jazz. This is one of the best from the hard bop era. This is Walter Davis Jr. with the tune Smake It.
everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was composer, arranger, and pianist Dave Grusin, joined by his GRP All-Star Big Band with the live take of Blue Train in 1993. Dave has composed a huge amount of scores for films and TV. He's one of the best at it. He's gotten an Academy Award and 12 Grammys over his lifetime. The Littleton, Colorado native has had a prolific recording career, and there's a good chance that a lot of his tunes ruminate through your brain without you even knowing it. Our next act on the show is South African singer, songwriter, composer, and bandleader, Al Boley, with the tune, After All, You're All I'm After, bringing on that jazzy romance.
After all, you're all I'm after at any cost. Paradise can be lost with you. In my heart there's golden laughter, and in my soul joy is beyond control with you. Do I need you? Oh, I need you more than I can say. Do I love you? Oh, I love you in the maddest way. After all, you're all I'm after, you're a heaven made. Life is a thrill parade with you.
My name is Jerry Bergonzi, and I'm a fan of Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino. You should be listening to the station. It's fantastic.
We'll be right back.
That was hard bop and soul jazz drummer and singer Grady Tate, leading the group of Jimmy Smith and Kenny Burrell with the tune Organ Grinder Swing. The North Carolina native got his big break when he moved to New York City and became the drummer in Quincy Jones' band. His drumming helped to define a particular hard bop, soul jazz, and organ trio sound during the mid-60s and beyond, and it resonated well. He was the drummer on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson for 6 years, and in 1981, he was the dude that played the drums and percussion for Simon and Garfunkel's concert in Central Park. And I believe there was a million strong there.
My goodness. Yeah, you can get a million people in Central Park, but yeah, it's kind of elbow to elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but for, you know, great concerts like that.
Fly on the wall, man.
Yeah.
Here's a musician and composer, Ken McIntyre, next on Neon Jazz with the tune La Tour, off the 2014 release called Sunday at the Jazz Lounge.
Dig it.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Steve Heckman, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Jesse Cahill and the Nightcrawlers with the 2013 tune Snapback Jack. The quintet of Vancouver musicians is all about preserving the sound and the vibe of the great 1960s Hammond B3 organ sounds, and they're doing a good job at it. And we are going to glide away from this hour of neon jazz together in the Groove Yard off their 1961 album. This is the Montgomery Brothers with the song Groove Yard. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man running this Groove Yard around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you, sir.
That's right.
I bow before you.
Yeah. Bird's the word. Like what you just heard, well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. A suggestion, whatever you want to tell us, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Booyah!
Yeah. That was composer, arranger, and...
Shut up.
One more time. That threw the headphones off of me. All right.
I'm testing the reflexes today.
Reflexology.
And it worked.
Instead of the knee, the neck jerk back.
That's right. Instead of the rubber mallet.
That's right. It was the verbal bam right in the neck. All right.
Okay. Oh, we got to call it a day. We're done here.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night, Dick.
Good night, Dick. Shut up.
Shut up, dude.
Neon Jazz.